96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Spring weather brings more chances for road trips. So let us keep you headed safely down the road with a set of four tires. While you're here, Mel's can service your vehicle as well. We offer top quality service on brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, AC, and much more. We'll get you where you want to go. Dependable, performing tires and excellent service work. Get it all at Mel's Tire. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday, the 11th day of the month of May. It is 7:21, 74 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by United Way of the Flint Hills CEO, Mickey Edwards. Mickey, good morning.
Hey, Mickey.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Oh, so good. So good. We just wrapped up an awesome campaign and looking forward to the next activity.
Boy, you're not kidding there. With a better than $420,000 donated and pledged here through the United Way's efforts here over the last 9 to 10 months. Talk a little bit, before we get started and kind of dovetail off of this into other matters here, talk a little bit about how the drive unfolded and what made this such a successful drive for you.
Well, you know, I know we keep talking about it, but COVID has been such a factor for us, and it's really been an unknown. But, you know, our community did what our community always does, and that's really just support the work that us and our community partners do in making an impact in the community. You know, they pulled it out. We ended up with a campaign of over $420,000 plus another $120,000 to support our emergency housing project. So it really was a great year. And we should have known not to question how it would go, because COVID was less of a factor than we expected it would be.
Let's talk about the emergency housing project, Mickey, for people that might not be familiar with that.
Well, yeah. So when Plum Place closed at the end of 2020, we got to work right away at the United Way, kind of trying to identify how we could make up some of the gap in services. We know that agency provided assistance to a lot of women who often were referred from some of our own community partners, you know, SOS and Corner House and others talk about how important that was to their own clients. And so we got to work and pulled together a steering committee. And one of the ideas that was generated out of that steering committee was, well, why don't we, you know, try to provide some emergency housing services so that some of the people that would have gone to Plum Place have an option. So we did that, and we worked with ECAN now, and we have a project whereby if somebody is in need of housing, they're, you know, unhoused, they're experiencing homelessness, they can give us or ECAN a call, and we connect them with, some temporary housing and then assist them in getting into an apartment.
I was going to ask here, Mickey, kind of how long are we talking about a temporary housing situation here for the unhoused before maybe they need to possibly, reach out and say, hey, our situation may not have been resolved yet, or whether they're ready to move on and get into something more permanent?
Yeah, so really when we talk temporary housing, it is pretty temporary. We put them in an apartment because, I mean, right now they're experiencing homelessness, right? So they need a place immediately. So we have partnership with Mainstay Suites, and we're able to put people up for 1 or 2, possibly up to 3 weeks in a hotel room. And then in that time period, they're working on, you know, securing employment if they don't have it, and working on the factors that have contributed to their not having a home. And once that's all settled, then they're looking for apartments, and we're assisting them with deposits and rent and utilities until they're in a place where they can, you know, be on their own. And that process is usually about two to four months, I would say. So, you know, we give them kind of a break from the stresses of needing a place to stay so that they can really focus on the things that are contributing to their being homelessness.
So has there been activity on that front? Is the need there, Mickey?
You know, we have kept ECAN busy. And ECAN does so many other things too, but they really did step up and take this project on and have done a great job. So Yep, we've kept them full of clients for sure.
Mickey, I wanted to touch base on kind of Plum Place in general, kind of where things stand here on the property itself over there on East 6th Avenue and kind of what are the next steps in the process are at this stage. And there's another topic I wanted to broach, but I wanted to kind of jump back into Plum Place right now and get a status report.
Yeah, you bet. So really, we're just kind of waiting for the house to sell. Offers are being accepted through 5 o'clock today. You know, the original deadline for offers was back in December. We didn't really have as much activity as we'd like to have had in interest on the house. So some new activities were put in place, and we marketed the house a little bit more. And here we are ready to, make some final decisions. And I say we, but really United Way and the board and the steering committee don't have anything to do with that. The court has appointed somebody to make those decisions, and so he will be making the decisions on the offers, and hopefully, by the end of the week or next week, we will have a contract in place, and we'll be looking at closure on that sale so that we can actually get started on some of the activities that will bring those services back to our community.
Well, hopefully a sale and solution in the very near future on Plum Place, and we'll certainly keep you posted on that. This is our primetime newsmaker, 726, 74 degrees. We're joined by United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards. Well, one of the many branches and services on the United Way tree is the Emerging Needs Grants. And Mickey, you've done such great work United Way has with these grants over the years still being utilized.
They are, we do have this grant program that's really the purpose of the program is to provide for those needs that just pop up unexpectedly. We have a lot of great nonprofits that do great work in our community, and they work on a shoestring. We don't see a lot of fluff in their budgets. And so when something comes up like, we had a child care center that they were moving, and they needed a fence in order to have an outdoor play place for their children. So they came to us, and we assisted them with some funds so that they could put in that fence and continue their services. And we know how vital child care services are right now, so that was a really important emerging need. So, we have that great program, and those continue to come to us every month or two. We see a new need by one of our nonprofits, and we do what we can to fulfill that.
And we want to encourage nonprofits to, check with the United Way and get those applications in. It's not a difficult process, and the United Way is very quick in responding and getting the grant money out to those folks in need because it's emerging needs, and people that are in need those quickly. And the United Way has come through time after time again for items like refrigerators, for folks that have food outlets that serve people. So it's been a great great gift to many in and around the Emporia area. So if people want more information on that and would like an application, how can they get those, Mickey?
On our website, all the information that those nonprofits need, uwfh.org. You can find the application and the requirements on that. And like you said, Ron, it is a very easy application process. So it's just a couple of pages. It's not a large grant, but it usually fills those needs, that are imminent.
Mickey, what else are you guys working on here between now and when you get to, I guess you could say, the 2022-2023 campaign underway here later on this summer?
Well, one of the fun things that we have not been able to do since I've been with the United Way, we are bringing back our summer climb-in program. So this is something that we've done for several years where we work in the, we go to the school lunch sites in the summers, and we help combat the summer slide, that learning loss that kids might experience in the summers. So we're going to have 2 weeks of summer climb-in this summer at the two lunch sites that the school district will have. So we'll be at Riverside 1 week and William Allen White Elementary another week. We're there from 11:30 to 1, and it's the two middle weeks of June, so June 13th through 17th and June 20th through 24th. So there'll be a fun activity, something neat that we're doing every day. We're partnering with others in the community to bring some fun activities to kids, and we're going to be giving out some books. We're going to be doing art activities. We're going to have fitness activities and much more.
Well, great to have that program back. That is
it is.
Good to hear.
And I have to say thank you to the library. We've got LEAP at ESU. We've got the ESU Art Therapy Department, and we have other partners that are going to be working on those projects with us. So it'll be a fun time.
Well, before we go, a quick shout-out and thanks again to Mr. Mike Argabright, who was the campaign drive chair this past year, and all the hard work that Mike put into the effort, a very successful campaign. And I guess you can kind of take a deep breath momentarily, Mickey, but when will you be announcing your next campaign drive chair?
Well, we'll do that later this summer. We do have plans already in place for our next campaign, as you would expect we do, and we have had some conversations with our next drive chair or chairs. And, so we will definitely bring that to the community. Oh, I would say imagine in July we'll be letting you know who our next chairs will be.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Mickey. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mickey.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Mickey Edwards, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills on our primetime Newsmaker
show. All right. And if you'd want to be part of the Newsmaker segment, we're directing you to the next couple of weeks. We have a couple of slots open next week.